A year after President Clinton became the first incumbent president in more than 50 years to visit an Indian reservation, the president has returned to Indian country, this time to the Southwest and the Navajo Reservation. The visit yesterday was one of three stops on his New Markets Initiative tour, designed to stress the importance of the technological haves lending a hand to the have-nots. From Shiprock, New Mexico, Mitch Tyke of member station KNAU reports.
Tucked among the windswept plains of the largest Indian reservation in the country sits the small town of Shiprock, New Mexico. The community of just more than 8,000 is made up mainly of low-slung adobe and corrugated metal buildings. Stores sit empty or in a state of disrepair. But one set of buildings stands apart. Though the structures are modest, Diné College is at the forefront of computer technology among the nation's 32 tribal colleges. And that's what led President Clinton to stop in as he became the first sitting president ever to visit the Navajo Nation.
Hello, can you see and hear us?
Yes.
The occasion was a closed-circuit webcast allowing students from the Lake Valley Elementary School, around 150 miles away, to chat with the president about how computers can and will change their lives. The webcast was made possible with the installation of new high-speed data lines to the college. The president told the students the rise of the Internet will one day mean their area's remoteness will be irrelevant.
And what I'm trying to do is to create an environment here where we can get investment in so that we can start businesses, create jobs, raise incomes, so that within a matter of a few years, the income and job opportunities in a place like Shiprock will be much more like the income and job opportunities any other place in America.
Earlier in the day, President Clinton spoke at the Shiprock Boys and Girls Club, where he announced the facets of his New Markets Initiative. At the top of his list is a plan by the FCC to provide phone service to residents of the nation's Indian reservations for $1 a month. Only a quarter of the people on the Navajo reservation have home phones. The president said it's the least the nation can do for a culture that provided the U.S. Army with communication specialists in World War II, the Navajo Code Talkers. The Code Talkers used the Navajo language to pass secret messages that couldn't be cracked by the Axis powers.
For more than 50 years after the Code Talkers were able to communicate with one another over great distances in the Pacific, it is still hard to communicate between many parts of the Navajo Nation itself.
But with phone lines often more than 10 miles from some of the most remote homes, it may be a long time before the Internet is in every traditional hogan. And that's okay, say many observers, because in the long run, the more important parts of the president's initiatives have to do with improving connectivity in population centers. But Diné College President Francis Bacenti says a public-private partnership to bring online healthcare information to the reservation will benefit even the people who are furthest from population centers.
Even traditional people go to the hospital and would be very glad to have the latest technology strapped to their chest to keep their hearts going, you know.
Still others say the most important initiatives will increase connectivity at tribal colleges such as Diné. For example, the creation of a virtual library, which would be shared by all of the country's 32 tribal colleges. Tom Davis is the president of Lakutore Ojibwa Community College in Wisconsin. He says extensive physical libraries cost a great deal and aren't practical at colleges with multiple far-flung campuses.
We don't want our students to go to the library and find a collection that is only marginally acceptable by accreditation standards. We want our students to find a world of resources.
Davis says the most important aspect to the president's visit is that it takes another step towards leveling the playing field for Navajos.
If they don't join the information age, they're going to be left behind like they've been left behind so many times before. That's not fair. It's not right. It's not even part of what this country is made of. And we have to do better than that.
He says the tributes paid during the president's visit to the Navajo's rich history, colorful traditions, and scenic landscapes were nice, but the most important tribute will be to ensure that the Navajo people have a more prominent place in the digital economy. For NPR News, I'm Mitch Tyke in Shiprock, New Mexico.